But the process is not mechanical or material. There are no little cogs and wheels in our brains. There is a series of possibilities. A decision causes a quantum collapse in which one of them becomes a reality. The cause is the mental focus, in the same way that the cause of the quantum Zeno effect is the physicist's continued observation. It is a cause, but not a mechanical or material one. One truly profound change that quantum physics has made is to verify the existence of non-mechanical causes. One of these is the activity of the human mind, which, as we will see, is not identical to the functions of the brain. A model for non-mechanical causes. In the interpretation of quantum physics created by physicist John von Neumann, 1903 to 1957, a particle only probably exists in one position or another. These probable positions are said to be superposed on each other. Measurement causes a quantum collapse, meaning that the experimenter has chosen a position for the particle, thus ruling out the other positions. The Stapp and Schwartz model posits that this is analogous to the way in which attending to, measuring, a thought holds it in place, collapsing the probabilities on one position. This targeted attention strategy, which is used to treat obsessive-compulsive disorders, provides a model for how free will might work in a quantum system. The model assumes the existence of a mind that chooses the subject of attention, just as the quantum collapse assumes the existence of an experimenter who chooses the point of measurement. Where is this book going? An open-minded neuroscience can significantly contribute to a model of mind that is not a delusion, and tell us some important facts about spiritual/mystical experiences. Along the way, this book will explain in detail why current materialist neuroscientific theories of mind and spiritual/mystical experiences are mistaken. Chapters 2 through 4 present and critique popular theories about spiritual experience that support an atheistic worldview. Author Matthew Alper, for example, assumes that human beings are hardwired by evolution to believe in God. In The God Part of the Brain, Alper claims that human spirituality is not a rational deduction or intuition, but rather represents a genetically inherited trait of our species.